Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We miss college football.
Jenty, his first touch. And typical Ashton Jenty. Look at him go! You can't bring him down! Is he? Yes, he will!
We can't wait for the 2025 season. And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
50 days away until the Boise State Broncos kick off their football season up against USF. And now joining us is Spencer Danielson. Obviously, the Broncos a year ago saw Ashton Jenty finish second in the Heisman. Personally, I thought he should have won the award. And we also saw Boise State win the Mountain West and go to the college football playoff and play in the Fiesta Bowl. And now joining us is their head honcho in Spencer Danielson. Coach, always great to have you on. Appreciate you doing this.
Zach, appreciate your time, man. Fired up. Thank you, Jesus, for last season. And now fired up to keep it rolling.
You know, it's kind of crazy when you look back at last season, because I talked to you this time last year and we were talking about how Ashton Jenty could be the best player in the country and how your football team had a legitimate chance to not only obviously win the conference, that was expected, but go and be in the college football playoff. To see all that stuff actually happen, how do you kind of put it into perspective now as you get set to kind of move past last season and start a new chapter with the Broncos?
Yeah, Zach, one of those things, you know, at the end of the season, it's all about, you know, what do we learn and how are we growing? And we try to do that week in and week out in season, because every week is another season, essentially. Each week's different. So you do it throughout the season, but especially in that January, February time, really just looking back and just so proud of our team. I mean, people know me. I mean, I give Jesus all the glory for his hand on our team. And I mean, our players talked about something in January and then went and just did it. I mean, Ashton Jenty was the guy outworking people in January. And then I agree with you, should have won the Heisman, you know, 11 months later. Like, I just think it's very uncommon for people to say what they're going to do and then actually go do it every single day. And we talk a lot of, like, a big thing for me this offseason has been process over outcome, right? So you have these outcomes you want, winning championships, college football playoff, NFL for some of our players. The way to get those outcomes done is to go back to the process. So that's been like our big thing this offseason is just process over outcome. How can we make sure our process is better than anywhere else in the country to continue to build on what we did last season? And as a competitor for me, and I talked to our team, guys, we did some amazing things last season that I'm so thankful for, but we got beat by Penn State. Like, let's not forget about those moments. We lost to Oregon on a last-second field goal. I remember those moments. Let's use that as fuel to be our best as we continue to double down on our process.
And also, when you're at the draft and you hear his name called six overall, like, it's one thing for you to say what you thought he was going to be and then for Ashton to say it as well. But you know this, and Boise has a lot of respect, but there could always be more respect that is given when you're not in one of the Power Four conferences, however you want to call it these days. To see the NFL agree with everything that you guys were saying and him go six overall, that had to kind of be just like an unbelievable pinch me type of moment, right?
It was unbelievable, Zach. I mean, sitting there with him in the green room, hearing his name called, and immediately I looked at Ashton, and then I went right to his mom and dad, and seeing them just be overcome with emotion. I mean, I started crying just because you see, once again, a 17-year-old kid that came to Boise State and put his head down and worked, didn't ask for anything, just went to work. And then seeing really 3 years later, him be the sixth overall pick in the NFL draft. I mean, that's why you coach. You see those moments of someone that is comes from one thing, and because of the structures and the work ethic that was built into him as a kid, came to Boise State, developed and grown, and seeing who he is even as a, I mean, and I've been very open about this, Zach. I mean, Ashton's an even better person than he is a football player. But seeing that moment happen for him with his family, I mean, it's a moment I'll never forget.
Two of my favorite players to watch last year were actually both running backs. It was Ashton Jenty, and then with Arizona State, Cam Scataboo. Now, You don't have Ashton anymore. I think everyone acknowledges that. And Arizona State doesn't have Cam anymore. And there's high expectations for Sam Levitt. And then when you look at your quarterback, it's okay. There's going to be more thrown on his plate this year. Why do you think he's ready to really become the face of the program and take that next step in his journey?
Yeah, Zach. I mean, Maddox Mattson is an elite competitor. I mean, that's who he is. Since he's come to Boise State, he's consistently just beat out quarterback after quarterback. And I can go down the list of quarterbacks he beat out because he doesn't worry about things he doesn't control. He focuses on his work. No moment's ever too big for him. I mean, he's a quiet, calm, just cutthroat competitor. I mean, he's the guy that you want on your team if you're out playing, you know, chess or checkers or throwing cornhole. Like, he's that kid that he's a guy that our team will continue to rally around because he's that competitor because he preps that way. I mean, he's the guy that will live in the film room. He will know exactly what a defense is doing. He always puts us in the right situation. I mean, we were one of the top offenses in the country in regards to giving up sacks, one of the top offenses in the country in regards to being efficient on first, second down. That's Maddox Mattson, one of the top in the country in regards to takeaways. So that's because he makes smart decisions with the football. And now him being able to step off his sophomore campaign into his junior year, I think Maddox Mattson is going to be one of the top quarterbacks in the country. And there is going to be more put on his plate. Now, we are still going to run the football. I mean, I believe that running the football is the mentality of your team. Like, we are going to run the football. We've got a really good stable of running backs. Sire Gaines being one of them, Malik Sherrod, Breezy Dubar, Dylan Riley. I mean, we got some running backs that I'm not saying they're Ashton Jeanty at all, but I'm excited for them to step in to be the best version of themselves this year. But Maddox Mattson is going to have a really good junior campaign. He's an elite competitor. Excited for him to continue to grow in that way.
Spencer Danielson here with us. So you told us everything about Ashton Jeanty this time last year. The player I'm most intrigued about is up front Cage Casey, because that's another guy on the offensive line with his past. If he takes that next step this year or just continues what he's doing, if we're being honest, that could be a first-round pick next year when we're talking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really do believe if Cage continues to grow and develop the way he has, he'll be a first-round pick next April. Very similar to Ash in regards to the way he's wired. Outworks everybody he's around consistently. I mean, just has been dialed in since he walked on campus. He is married. He's focused on the right things. I mean, he is football. He's a believer. And that's what he does. You know what I mean? He's not this guy that's into all these other things. Like, he is dialed in on his process. And you talk about a guy that's even stepped up in a major way in regards to his leadership for our entire team, because Cage not only does it on the field, he's also the guy that lives that way off the field, and he's bringing our team with him. He's got an elite skill set. He's one of the best athletes you'll be around at 6'5", 315, and he has the mentality to go with it. Like, he wants to punish you, but he's also one of the top competitors on our team. I think as he grows and develops, I think he's going to be another first-round pick for us.
Obviously, Nate is no stranger to your program or your coaching staff. Clearly, Dirk Cutter was instrumental for you. How is the offense?
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story.
These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fence, if at all, going to look any different from what we saw last year?
Yeah, Zach, I think, you know, Nate's going to put his spin on it. Me and Nate actually were graduate assistants together here at Boise State. So I've been around Nate for a long time. You talk about one of the best teachers I've ever been around of the game of football, fundamentals, techniques, has an elite football mind. In regards to how he schemed our run game up last season, I think he did an elite job of it. And seeing him now put the entire offense together and put his spin on it, I'm really excited for our offense. And for me, it's all about our playmakers. Like, I want to get the ball in our playmakers' hands and then let them go do the rest. That's what I told him. I said, identity-wise, I want to run the football. I want to be balanced, and I want to make sure that we are giving our playmakers the ball. However that looks like, that's him, and we have an elite offensive staff. I think we were one of the few coaching staffs in the country that really didn't lose any coaches. I mean, Dirk Cutter's still a senior analyst on our staff. We hired Zach Hill to coach our quarterbacks, who does an elite job. And we didn't lose anybody else. And so being able to keep that staff continuity is going to help Nate step in his first role as the offensive coordinator.
Spencer Danielson here with us for a few more minutes previewing the Boise State Broncos season. So last year, right, it's three players that from afar we really talked about. It was your quarterback, Maddox Madsen. Obviously, it started with Ashton Jeanty and then Ahmed Hassanin as well, who ended up getting drafted by the Detroit Lions. I think that's a perfect fit with Dan Campbell. And it's kind of funny. I knew Jaden Virgin Morgan had a really good season last year. I didn't realize and remember that he had 10 sacks. Like, his ceiling, just because we were paying attention to so many other players last year, has to be like through the roof, right, when you look at him.
Through the roof. I mean, I think he's one of the best returning edge players in the country. And Coach Jabril Frazier coaches our edge. I think he does a phenomenal job. He played here at Boise State. He's an alum. I mean, both Ahmed and Jaden Virgin Morgan were both first team all conference. I mean, Jaden had 10 and a half sacks. And you talk about the amount of relentless QB pressures he had last year that maybe don't go on the stat sheet, but directly affect a quarterback in a game. He's a relentless competitor. I tell people, if you want to know more about Jaden Virgin Morgan, watch a game. Don't just watch highlights. Watch how he plays on the backside. Watch how he plays the run. Watch how he plays downs 1, 2, and 3, not just when he gets sacks on the quarterback. A guy that's also similar to Cage and Maddox, just also continue to step up in his leadership of this team. I think he could be one of the best edge players we've had here as he continues to grow and develop. And he's going to be a player that a offense has to have an answer for because he's relentless.
Obviously, Spencer Danielson, there's a lot of changes going on in college football. You guys are going to the new look, revamped Pac-12 next year. The college football playoff format is expected to change. I think it's going to go to 16 teams. When you look at it going to 16 teams, there's a debate on what the format should be. Are you a bigger proponent of 5-11 or guaranteed spots? Just what's kind of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Zach, good question. I've asked a lot about the playoff structure and then some of the changes that have been made since, you know, last season making the college football playoff. I'll be honest with you, Zach, I haven't given it a lot of thought. I'm a firm believer in control you can control. For me as a head coach, I just want our team to always have a shot. And then it's on us, on the other teams, to go out and do it. Now, if you don't go win the games you need to go win, don't be upset that you don't make the college football playoff. Don't be upset that you don't have the seed you want. Like, that's something that frustrates me is, as a coach, as a competitor, as a player, go out and do the work. If you don't, then sleep in the bed you made. And for me in the college football playoff, as long as we have a shot to make it every single year, which we do, that's all I want and desire for our team. And when we have that, it's our job to then go put the work in and go get there again.
Obviously, Boise State's had a lot of success. You guys had a different level of success a year ago. Like you said in the open, there's still a lot more, though, that you guys can accomplish. Where is the feel of your team at 50 days away until you kick off the season? Have you sensed any complacency, or is this group as hungry as ever?
Really good question, Zach. And I think that's everything. I called this summer the edge. And the edge for us means something to prove, because I want that from our team. I want to make sure no complacency creeps in. No, well, that's who we were last year. And I started the summer just like I started the spring. Said, guys, look around. There's no Ashton Jeanty here. Look around. There's no Ahmed Hassanin. Look around. There's no Alexander Tubner. Look around. There's no Cam Camper. Fill in the blank, because this is a new team. Every year is a new team. In college football, there's more attrition and movement than ever before. Every year is a new team, and this is our team now. We it's our job to put our mark on the 2025 season, and you can't start halfway up the mountain. I told our team, like, greatness never goes on sale. Like, you can't, hey, well, last year we were good, so we can, nope, you got to start at the bottom and work your way up every single time, and that's why we called this summer the edge, and that's just something to prove. I want every single player, every single coach, me included, every time I come back, I got something to prove. I gotta prove somebody wrong in regards to thinking that they're gonna count us out in this space. They're not gonna be able to because of how we work. And so we've been on that edge this summer. I think we're in a really good spot. I think everybody in college football on July 9th is gonna talk about how good they're gonna be. That's just the reality of sports. It's our job to continue to do it. I think we've had a really good summer. We've got a lot of work to do. We got a couple weeks before we start fall camp, and then we got to put our head down and continue to work. And so I'm excited where it's going. I'm excited what God's doing with our team, and excited to put the ball down August 28th.
I've only been to Notre Dame once. I was fortunate enough when I was covering the Temple Owls to be able to call the game. I think it was Matt Rhule's first game as the head coach at Temple. And it was an unbelievable experience with the tradition that is associated with Notre Dame. I know there's a lot on your plate and there's a lot of games before you get to Notre Dame on October 4th. But just real quickly, give me a little taste. That's got to be unbelievable going there and playing in a game.
Oh, Zach, we're so excited. It's funny. Last summer, me and my wife were in Salmon, Idaho, which is a couple hours away from Boise, just hanging out, having some lunch. And I was wearing a Boise State hat. And the waiter came up and said, "Man, I can't wait for the Notre Dame game." And in my mind, I'm like, that's a year and a half away. We have a whole season before we play that. He's like, "I already got my Notre Dame tickets. I'm ready to go." That's just how much that game means to this community, this team. And even for me as a sports fan, got so much respect for their program, Marcus Freeman, for what they did last season and for what they've done for years, and for our team to be able to go play at Notre Dame against one of the best teams in the country. I mean, that's why you come to Boise State. You come to Boise State to compete in those games and compete to win. And that's what we're excited to go do.
Well, Coach, good luck. Enjoy the rest of the offseason. We're gearing up and counting down the days, 50 days until your team kicks the season off once again. Appreciate the time as always.
Zach, appreciate you, man. We got to get you out to the Blue.
There you go. That is Spencer Danielson joining us on the show. And I'll tell you, I would love to go to Boise State for a game. You know, they get me back on KTIK, get me right to the Blue to go see a game there. And we did great work, obviously, covering Boise State last year. We did good ratings there on KTIK. We know the new program director and Greg Frank. I played a little bit of a role in that interview process and did say some positive things about him. He got the job. You know, Greg, least he could do is get us back on in KTIK. But Rome wasn't built in one day. My friends, it wasn't, but I would love to go to Boise for a game. I will take Spencer Danielson up on that offer as long as they get us back on KTIK. All righty, we'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. We got a lot of Big 12 football sound when we do return with Big 12 Media Days. Wrap it on up. Update time first. Before we do that, let me just remind everyone at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific today. So coming up in 20 minutes from now, Haynes King is going to be joining us, the college quarterback with the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, and they had a really good season last year. We'll see what's in store coming up for another season of Georgia Tech football. At the top of the hour, update time first. Here's Zach.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.